it's time for...
All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. It's early evening, and in the little white house with the green shutters, everything is peaches and cream. But over at Jill's house, everything is oatsy-dotsy meal-meal. For Peggy and Jill have just completed cutting a label off a meal-meal box, have just undertaken to write a 25-word endorsement on the back of it. And Peggy is just completing a brush-off by way of the telephone.
But gee whiz, Peggy, why can't you go to the Bijou tonight?
Because Jill is here and we're working on the contest.
You mean the contest that the old Mother Hubbard Oatsy-Dotsy Meal Meal Company's running?
Tell them we might win a free trip to New York for a whole week with all expenses paid.
We might win a free trip.
Gee, Peg.
And I don't want to get into another argument about it, Harold.
I don't want to get into another argument about it either, Peggy.
Goody.
But I would like to point out one thing. That if you win the trip to New York, you'll be gone the weekend of the class prom.
Well, jeepers, Harold. You can't expect me to pass up the chance of winning a grand, glorious, and exciting week in New York, even for the class prom.
Maybe I can't, but I do. Anyway, Peggy, why not go to the Bijou with me tonight and work on the contest some other time?
Because the contest closes tonight. I have to have my entry postmarked by midnight, or I lose my chance to win the prize.
Fat chance you've got. One in a million.
I happen to have a much better chance than that, Mr. Harbinger. Jill figured it out, and it's one chance in 790,000. So there.
Answer it, will you, Mortimer? I think it's Peggy. She went over to Jill's house.
Yeah, all right, Agatha. Hello, darling.
Hello, Meek.
Hello, Mr. Barker.
Meek, I'm in the worst jam I've ever been in my life.
Oh, that's too bad, sir. What's the matter, Mr. Barker?
My furnace has gone out, and I can't get it started again.
Oh, my gracious, that's terrible, and it's so cold outside tonight.
It's cold inside, too. At least here at my house it is. I'm freezing. So how can I entertain Mr. Stickney?
Mr. Stickney?
The customer from Chicago who just placed a big order with us.
Oh.
He's arriving in Civic Center in about 20 minutes. But with my furnace out and the house as cold as a barn, I can't entertain him there, can I?
No, sir. I don't see how you can.
I'm glad you agree, Meek, because Mr. Stickney and I will be at your house in a half hour. You are going to entertain him.
I'm good. But Mr. Barker, I...
No argument, Meek. Stickney is an important man to Barker and Company. He's not only a big businessman, but also a prominent philanthropist.
I thought you said he was from Chicago.
He is.
When did he move to Philadelphia?
I didn't say he was a Philadelphian, Meek.
Hmm?
I said he was a philanthropist.
Exactly.
You're not going to tell me you're so stupid you don't know what a philanthropist is.
No, Mr. Barker. I certainly am not going to tell you that.
Well, I hope not.
No.
Imagine anyone being so illiterate that they don't know what a philanthropist is.
Yes, imagine.
Such ignorance is simply unforgivable. You agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, completely.
I once dabbled about with philately. You ever dabble, Meek?
Not only dabbled, I once plunged in over my head. I was younger then, of course.
You sound like an expert philatelist yourself, Meek.
Yes, sir. That's what I sound like.
In that case, you'll be interested in a book I just bought. It's called The Plates of the Penny Black of 1840. You know it, of course.
Well, I don't care much for historical novels, Mr. Barker.
Historical novels?
Yes.
We're talking about that. Meek, are you sure you know what a philatelist is?
Oh, you, positively, Mr. Barker. You, positively.
All right. I'll be there in a half hour with Mr. Stickney. You and he should get along famously, since you are both philatelists.
Yes, sir. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Barker. Agatha.
I'm in the kitchen, Mortimer.
Hey, Agatha, here, come
here. What is it, dear?
Agatha, for the first time in a long time, Mr. Barker's called me something that I can repeat in front of you. I am a philatelist.
Now, I wouldn't blame you a bit if you sometimes got discouraged when trying to balance your budget. That poor old income has to cover so many items these days that wise buying is really a full-size job. No, I wouldn't blame you for getting discouraged. Instead, I'd tell you how to help remedy those bookkeeping blues. Begin today to enjoy the savory goodness, the wonderful economy, and the grand nutrition of All Sweet Margarine. Honestly, once you enjoy the delicate, natural flavor of All Sweet, once you see how much it saves you in the budget department, You won't ever be satisfied with anything less than all Sweet's farm fresh goodness. Moreover, Swift & Company fortifies every glorious pound of all Sweet with at least 15,000 units of precious vitamin A. So for the sake of good eating, worthwhile economy, and really fine nourishment, always get all Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Mr. Stigney! Mr. Stigney!
Oh, there you are, Mr. Parker. How are you?
Fine, Mr. Stigney, fine.
Fine.
And how are you?
Fine, Mr. Parker, fine.
Fine. Here, let me take your bag.
No, no, thank you. I'll carry it. It's much too valuable to let out of my hands.
Is that so?
The contents of it are, at least. Do you know what I have in there, Mr. Parker?
Don't tell me you brought your stamp collection.
Not the entire collection, no. But I have brought along some of the more choice items, including my famous British black penny.
Your British black penny?
You've heard of it, of course. It's worth $5,000, Mr. Barker.
Really?
So far as that goes, several attempts have been made to steal it from me. In fact, Mr. Barker, I have a feeling I'm being followed right now.
I don't see anyone.
Nevertheless, I feel someone lurking around. That's the curse of being a philatelist, Mr. Barker. One lives in constant fear of something happening to his stamp collection.
Well, your collection will be appreciated this evening, Mr. Stigney.
It will?
Yes. We're going over to the home of an employee of mine, Mortimer Meek. He claims he knows quite a bit about stamp collecting.
Is that so? Meek's the name, you say, eh? I don't believe I've heard of him in philatelic circles.
Well, Meek isn't likely to be known around many circles, Mr. Stickney, because in most ways he's pretty much what my nephew calls a square.
Philatelist, Daddy? Why... I think it's a fellow who goes with too many girls.
That's a philander.
I never heard of that other word.
Oh, my gracious. And Mr. Barker said any fool would know what a philatelist is.
Obviously, he was wrong, Mr. Meek. You don't know.
Well, doesn't Mother know what it means, Daddy?
No, dear. And I've looked all over the house for the dictionary. Do you know where it is?
Oh, deepest yes.
Oh, good.
It's in my locker. I took it to school the other day and forgot to bring it home.
Oh, for goodness. Well, look, Peggy, dear, you've got to do me a favor. Now, call someone with the dictionary and find out what a philatelist is. I know. Call my old friend, Jack Clifford. He knows everything.
Oh, no, Daddy. I'll call Harold.
All right. Well, thank you, dear. My goodness, here, I've let Mr. Barker think I'm an expert philatelist, and I don't even know what the word means.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Meek. It may turn out that you are an expert philatelist after all.
Well, how do you figure that, Jill?
Who knows? Maybe a philatelist is a man who brags that he knows everything about something that he doesn't know anything about at all.
Well, you know, changing navigation. Well, Jill, maybe you're right.
Golly, Peggy, I can't find it in our dictionary. I went through all the F's twice.
Oh, good heavens. Now what am I going to do? I simply have to find out for Father what philatelist means.
You know, Peg, I don't think there is any such word.
You don't?
No. I bet your father misunderstood Mr. Barker. I'll bet Mr. Barker said this Mr. Stickney was a fatalist, not a philatelist.
A fatalist, huh? Harold, I have a hunch you're right.
Sure I am.
A fatalist is sort of like a pessimist, isn't he?
Yeah, only more so. A fatalist always looks on the dark side of life. Mm-hmm. He feels doomed. Come to think of it, that's sort of the way I feel right now.
Huh?
About the fact that you may win that contest and be in New York for the week of the class prom.
Maybe Harold's right, Peggy. Maybe I did misunderstand Mr. Barker.
I'm positive you did, Daddy.
So this Mr. Stickney is a fatalist, huh?
Like a pessimist, you know.
Yes, dear, I know.
A man who is always sad and unhappy. Doomed.
And it makes things even worse than I thought they were going to be.
What do you mean, Daddy?
Well, Mr. Barker told me to be prepared to entertain Mr. Stickney.
Well, if Mr. Stickney is a fatalist, Mr. Barker must have meant for you to see that he's cheered up.
Well, exactly how am I supposed to do that? You stand on my head and wiggle my ears?
Daddy, I have it. I know just the thing.
Oh, what, dear?
I have an old joke book I'll lend you.
Joke book?
Sure. You can look at it before Mr. Barker and Mr. Stickney get here and memorize a few funny stories to tell.
You really think so, dear?
Sure. Go ahead, Mr. Meek.
Well... Yes, sir. I believe that's just the thing. I'll wow 'em. I'll split their sides. Yeah, And then the tightwad's friend said, "Are you sure you lost that $5? Look in all of your pockets." And the tightwad said, "I have looked." And his friend said, "You haven't looked in your back pocket, have you?" And the tightwad said, "Of course I haven't looked in my back pocket. If I looked and the $5 wasn't there, I'd drop dead."
That was very funny, Mortimer.
Yeah, very funny, me.
Very.
By the way, Mr. Stickney, have you heard the story? Yes, Mr. Bartlett.
I would like to speak to you privately for a moment. Will you step out in the hall with me?
Oh, certainly. Excuse me, Mr. Stickney.
Gladly. Of course.
We won't be but a moment.
No hurry. No hurry at all.
And I'll go out in the kitchen and start the coffee.
Meek.
Eh?
What's the meaning of this avalanche of Joe Miller jokes? For almost an hour, from the very moment we arrived, it's been one bad wheeze after another.
Well, every comedian has to lay an egg once in a while.
I don't so much mind your laying eggs. It's your constant cackling over them.
Oh.
You haven't even given Mr. Stickley a chance to discuss his stamp collection.
His stamp collection?
I told you he was a philatelist.
The stamp collector?
Philatelist.
F as in fool?
No, P-H as in fathead. You fathead.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Mr. Barker. I only tried to discharge my duty.
Do what?
Discharge my duty, Mr. Barker.
That's all right, Beak. And vice versa.
Vice versa?
Yes. Now that you've discharged your duty,
yes.
It's my duty to discharge you.
You.
And now, gentlemen, you've seen my stamp collection, except for my prize, my most valuable and cherished item, my British black penny.
Now, look closely at this stamp, Meek. It's worth $5,000.
My gracious. A person couldn't afford to write many letters at those prices, could he?
Don't be funny, Meek.
A British black penny is a collector's item. As I was telling Mr. Barker earlier, several attempts have been made to steal it from me.
Is that so?
Now, to fully appreciate it, one must look at it under a strong light.
Well, just step over to the desk and snap on the desk lamp. That's a very strong light.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah. I'll turn it on. There.
Now, if you look closely, Mr. Meek, you will see.
Pardon me, Mr. Stickney. Yes, dear?
Coffee and sandwiches are on the dining room table.
Right away, dear.
Coffee and sandwiches, eh? Good. We'll look at the British black penny later.
Are you going to leave it here on the desk, Mr. Stickney?
Oh, I think it'll be safe enough there, don't you, Mr. Meek?
Oh, yes, it'll be perfectly safe.
And besides, the way to look at it is, if the stamp is going to be stolen, it's going to be stolen and there isn't anything anyone can do about it. You see, Mr. Meek, I'm not only a philatelist, but a fatalist, too.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, jeepers, Jill. I thought we'd never get by ourselves long enough to be able to say why we like Old Mother Hubbard's Oatsy-Dotsy Meal Meal in 25 words or less.
Well, we've got it now, Peg, so come on. We've only got 15 minutes to get it in the mail, so it'll be postmarked by midnight.
Here's the envelope. Let's go.
Have you got a stamp?
Oh, gosh, no. Come on.
Where are we going?
Into the living room. Father usually has some stamps on his desk. I guess everybody's in the dining room. Oh, look on top of the desk, Jill. Do you see a stamp?
Here's one. It's kind of funny looking.
Let me see. Yeah, it is. Gosh, I've never seen a stamp like this before.
Oh, well, you know how the post office is. It's always issuing new stamps.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we haven't much time, Peg, so stick it on the envelope and let's go.
Peggy, me. Hiya, Peggy. I was just dropping in to...
Well,
excuse me, Mrs. Meek. I thought you were Peggy.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, Mr. Weigel. You're just 20 years too late. The young lady of the Meek household is seeking fame and fortune by entering a contest.
Leaving mother to do the work, eh?
Oh, the story of a mother's life, Mr. Weigel. But I'm not too unhappy about it. Currently, Peggy is so engrossed in her contest that we're lucky if the table places aren't all set with four forks and no knives and spoons.
Hey, no knives is bad. Without knives, you couldn't spread that wonderful all-sweet.
With the delicate, natural flavor.
Mrs. Meek, those are beautiful words.
Oh, come around any mealtime and you'll know they are. Honestly, the way this family eats all-sweet, particularly on baked potatoes... It's certainly lucky for us. All sweet is so economical.
You can say that again, and you can also say it's a marvelous spread for bread. To say nothing of what it does for vegetables.
Here, stuff yourself with a slice of this home-baked bread and all sweet, and let me get back to my work.
Thank you. Boy, this is living.
Inexpensive, healthful living. Oh, and that reminds me, Mr. Weigel, Remember my telling you about my Aunt Ida?
The one who couldn't find All Sweet at her store?
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be pleased to know that she followed your suggestion, looked up Swift & Company's name in the phone book, and wrote a letter directly to them.
I hope she included her grocer's name and address.
Oh, she did indeed. And the story has a happy ending. Swift & Company wrote her and called on her grocer. And she now has a standing order in for All Sweet.
Oh, that's swell. I hope everybody follows your Aunt Ida's example and asks for All Sweet by name. And I hope they can all bake wonderful bread like yours, too.
Oh.
I'm for a nation of happy, contented husbands and children.
Thank you, Mr. Weigel. Between Mortimer's new hobby of philately and Peggy's contest bug, I'm inclined to believe my only worry is how to keep on being a happy, contented housewife.
Stop worrying, Mrs. Meek. With All Sweet on the table and in your cooking and baking, you're bound to be happy.
Criminy, it sure is cold out tonight, isn't it?
Oh, terrible.
And the nearest mailbox is down on the corner of Green's drugstore.
Oh, Jill?
Yeah?
Look, coming across the street. Isn't that Harold?
Hiya, Peggy.
It is Harold. Hello, Harold.
Where are you and Jill going, Peg?
Oh, down to the mailbox to mail my entry to the old Mother Hubbard contest.
Oh. I'm just coming home from the movie.
Oh. Well, if you're going home, Harold, you have to pass right by Green's drugstore, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Peggy, why don't we give the letter to Harold to mail and save ourselves a walk in the cold?
Oh, that's a good idea. Would you mind, Harold?
But gee whiz, Peggy, I don't mind mailing the letter, but it's the principle of the thing.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it this way. I don't want you to enter the contest because you might win and be in New York when the class prom is held.
So?
So, why should I help you by mailing your entry for you?
Don't be a crow, Harold. Holy smoke, if you won't mail it, we will. Come on, Peg.
All right, Jill.
Wait a minute. Okay, give it to me. I'll mail it.
Oh, thanks, Harold.
But I want you to know I'm mailing it under protest. I'm like that. So's my father. He's still wearing his Dewey button. We Harbingers don't give in easy.
Mrs. Meek, your sandwiches are... well, delicious.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Stickney.
Now, let's all take a look at that British black penny, shall we? Aren't you excited?
I can hardly wait. Me too.
Here we are. Will you snap out the desk light again, Mr. Meek?
You, certainly.
Fine. Now, if you just gather around the desk, I...
Huh? Well, what's the matter, Mr. Stickney?
A stamp. A British black penny. Where is it?
Where is it?
That's what I said. Where is it? It's gone.
Gone? Well, he can't be gone. We left it right here on the desk when we went into the dining room.
It isn't here now.
Well, it must be here somewhere.
Yes, it was stolen.
Stolen?
Mr. Stickney, you're not accusing Mortimer of stealing your stamp, are you?
Aren't I?
Meek,
Where
did you go when you left the dining room while we were eating?
Why, just to check the furnace.
A likely story.
Oh, now, gentlemen, Mr. Stickney, Mr. Barker, I didn't steal that stamp.
Then where is it?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it blew off the desk.
Yes, that must have been what happened. Now, come on, everybody look for it.
All right, we'll look for it. But if we don't find it in 10 minutes, Mr. Meek, I'm calling the police.
Agatha, what am I going to do?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, Mortimer.
And we've looked everywhere. The stamp has just disappeared.
If it isn't in the living room, it must be out here in the hall. It could have blown out here.
Well, but we've looked, and it's not here.
Oh,
I don't...
Oh,
just...
Huh? I'm sure glad we ran into Harold. What are you and Daddy doing down on your hands and knees on the floor? Are you playing some sort of a game?
In a way, Jill, yes. It's a variety of cops and robbers.
Cops and robbers?
We're trying to prove your father isn't a robber to...
To keep Mr. Stickney from calling the cops.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Yeah, well, we're looking for something. Something very important.
You are? What?
A stamp, dear.
A what, Mrs. Meek?
A stamp from Mr. Stickney's stamp collection. It was on the desk in the living room.
Yes.
But now it's gone, and Mr. Stickney is accusing your father of stealing it. It's worth $5,000.
A stamp worth $5,000? And it was on the desk? Peggy.
Come on, Jill. Come on.
Peggy, Jill, where are you going?
Bye.
Willibald. What do you suppose made them fly out of here like a couple of birds?
I don't know, Agatha. But if we don't find Mr. Stickney's stamp, I'll leave here like a bird, too. A jailbird.
Hurry, Jill. Hurry. Maybe we can catch Harold before he mails my entry.
Oh, gosh, Peg. I can see the mailbox on the corner.
Oh, yeah, look. There's Harold coming out of Green's drugstore.
Maybe he's already mailed
it. Oh, Jill, he can't. He just can't. Daddy will go to jail. Harold! I gave you?
Mail the letter? Well, yeah. Yeah, sure. I told you I would, didn't I?
Well, have they picked up the mail from the box?
Oh, yeah, the man came while I was having a Coke and Green.
Oh, jeepers. Gosh, Peg, what do we do now?
Ooh, what's the matter? What's going on?
Come on, Jill. We've got to get back to the house and explain this to save my father.
But listen, you...
Bye!
Holy smoke. Sometimes I don't understand women at all.
Now listen to me, Meek. I'm giving you one last chance. Hand over that British black penny right now, or I call the police.
But I can't hand it over, Mr. Stickney.
Mortimer didn't steal your stamp, Mr. Stickney.
How do I know he didn't?
Mr. Barker, you can vouch for Mortimer. After all, he works for you.
Mrs. Meek, you're a little behind the times.
What do you mean?
Your husband used to work for me.
You mean I'm fired?
That's exactly what I mean.
But, Mr. Barker, I see... Huh? Peggy, what's the matter?
It's about the stamp, Mr. Meek.
The stamp?
Peggy, do you know where it is?
I know exactly where it is.
Well, where, young lady?
Peggy, what's wrong? What's wrong? If you know where Mr. Stickney's stamp is, tell us.
Hurry, Peggy.
Come, girl. Speak up.
Well, it's in the post office.
Post office?
It's on its way to the old Mother Hubbard Meal Company.
What? My stamp. My British black penny.
Please, Mr. Stickney. It was Jill's and my fault. We thought it was just an ordinary stamp, and we put it on my contest entry.
No, great merciful heaven. My British black penny. My $5,000 stamp.
Gosh. Think of all the cereal labels we could clip and send for Dad.
Oh, don't be silly, Jill. Where would you keep the meal?
We have a big closet.
Peggy, Jill, please.
Don't worry, Mother. There's really nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. Listen to her. My stamp is gone, and she stands there and says there's nothing to worry about.
But there isn't, Peggy, and I've got it all figured out.
You've got what figured out?
How you can get the stamp back.
Well, tell us, dear.
Well, all I have to do is to go down to the old Mother Hubbard Meal Company tomorrow morning and ask them to return my contest entry. If I get there before they open the mail, I can get the envelope back, and you can take your stamp off of it.
Peggy, I think you've got the solution.
Of course, Daddy. It'll be very simple.
It might work at that. Young lady, I'll meet you at the office of Old Mother Hubbard Company first thing in the morning.
All right, Mr. Stickney.
What's the address?
The address? I don't remember. Oh, Jill, you addressed the envelope. What's the address?
But I didn't address the envelope. Peg, you did.
But I didn't. I told you to.
Then I told you to.
But then it doesn't have any address on it at all.
Oh, my gracious.
Well, doesn't it have a return address on it so it'll come back here if it isn't delivered?
Oh, I didn't put a return address on it. Neither did I.
Oh, no. You realize what this means. That letter will go to the dead letter office, and I'll never get my stamp back.
Well, girls, too bad you haven't got that closet full of meal.
Why?
It would come in handy, Meek, in the lean months to come.
Mortimer, is that you?
Yes, dear, yes.
Mortimer, do you have any luck at the post office?
Oh, yes. All bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I went through every letter in the dead letter office. It wasn't there.
But where could the letter have gone if it didn't have either an address or a return address?
Yeah, I don't know, but I wish I could disappear to the same place.
Oh, dear.
Say something comforting, Agatha.
Well, at least Mr. Stickney can't have you arrested for stealing the stamp.
That's comforting.
But he can probably sue you for losing it.
That's not so comforting.
And Mr. Barker called while you were out and said he was mailing you your last paycheck.
Oh, sure. I've lost my job. I'm going to be sued. I wonder what'll happen to me next. Yeah, whatever it is, it's on schedule. I'll get it.
Well, just remember, dear, things are never so bad but what they could be worse.
Well, thank you, Agatha. And I'm sure they will be.
Hello, Mr. Meek.
Oh, Harold. Come on in.
Thank you, sir. Is Peggy home?
No, not right now.
Well, Mr. Meek, I really came to see you. To ask your advice about something.
I'm not in very good shape to give anyone any advice this morning, Harold, but I'll try.
Well, my problem, Mr. Meek, is this. I was against the idea of Peggy entering this old Mother Hubbard Oatsy-Dotsy Meal contest.
Why?
Well, because if she won the trip to New York, she'd be gone the weekend of the class prom. And gosh, Mr. Meek, the class prom is the best dance of the year. It wouldn't have been any fun without Peggy there.
No, of course not. But you haven't any problem, Harold. Peggy didn't get any entry into the contest.
Well, you see, sir, I know that. That's my problem.
I don't understand.
I did something very wrong, Mr. Meek.
Huh?
I don't know exactly what made me do it. I guess I was just desperate.
Oh, my goodness, Harold, what did you do?
Something I could be sent to prison for, probably.
Oh, good heavens.
I tampered with the U.S. mail.
You what?
Well, spiritually, I did, Mr. Meek. You see, Peggy gave me your contest entry to mail, but
I didn't mail it.
He didn't mail it? Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about that because he'd be caught to be... Wait a minute, Harold. Wait a minute, just a minute. Did you say you didn't mail Peggy's contest entry?
Oh, yes, sir. Here's the envelope.
Let me see it. Yes. Oh, my goodness, that's it. That's it. That's the British Black Penny Mr. Stickney stamp.
Huh?
That's it.
Mr. Meek, what's the matter, Mr. Meek? Why are you crying?
Harold, isn't it obvious? You've made me the happiest man in the world. Yes, Mr. Barker. I'll come down to the office right away and bring the stamp with me. Oh, Mr. Stickney's there with you now, huh? And what? He was what? He was. Well, imagine that. Yes, sir. I'll be there in a few minutes. Agatha.
What did Mr. Barker have to say, Mortimer?
Agatha, Mr. Stickney was right.
Right? About what?
Somebody was following him last night, just as he suspected.
Really? How does he know?
Well, because two men tried to rob him after he left here.
No.
Yes. But they didn't take anything from him because they were after his British black penny and he didn't have it.
Then Mr. Stickney would have really lost his stamp if Peggy and Jill hadn't put it on that envelope.
Yeah, and if Harold hadn't just kept the letter instead of mailing it. So, as a reward, dear, Mr. Stickney wants all three of them to spend a week with him in New York next summer as his guests.
How wonderful. It's fate. Fate took care of him.
Yeah, and us. Well, maybe we'll get to go, too. Just think, a whole week with nothing to do but paddle and philatelical paddle around.
You know, folks all over America have come to look upon the consistent goodness of all sweet margarine as one of the few constant factors in this changing world. And you'll feel the same way once you begin to use Farm Fresh All Sweet regularly. Yes, All Sweet's delicate, natural flavor. Its minimum of at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. Its great amount of marvelous food energy is always the same. So buy All Sweet Snowy White to use for satisfying success in all cooking and baking. Buy this tremendously popular margarine in the handy Jiffy bag for quick and easy coloring to a sunny, cheerful yellow for appetizing table use. Or if you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, buy yellow All Sweet in quarter-pound parchment-wrapped prints, ready to slice into tasty pats right from your refrigerator. But however you buy it, if you want tops in flavor and nutrition, be sure you always get All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Meet the Meats, a Les Weinrot production, stars Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, and is written by Sherman Marks and Ken Pettis. Others heard on today's cast were Viola Berwick, Dick York, Mary Frances Desmond, and Phil Lord. Music was by Elwin Owen, sound effects by Dave Squires. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meats. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.